arm of this old racetrack. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Continues here with all the speedy dry that's been put down around this little half-mile racetrack as the Elgin Sweeper now makes its way down the pit road after a whole bunch of it put down there as well. It's also a bit of an issue for some of the pit boxes right behind where Annunziata's car was with the fluid. Put some down in their pit boxes, and their crew members have been out trying to get that sopped up before pit road opens up.
Sweeper making its way down the pit lane now, so it'll be another least lap or so before pit road is open. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Just past the halfway mark here on this Saturday night at the Martinsville Speedway for the NASCAR Xfinity Series running of the IAA and Ritchie Brothers 250. Kyle Ricci joined by Alex Hayden, Todd Gordon, and Cole Custer in the Motor Racing Network broadcast booth here this evening. Dave Moody has all the action covered out in the corners. Steve Post, Chris Wilner, and Wendy Venturini are on the pit lane. This race has seen 9 lead changes among 7 different leaders, 5 cautions for 40 laps, as we are still awaiting the pit lane to open at the completion of Stage 2. Been a little bit of cleanup from the Thomas Annunziata car after an incident at the green and white checkered flag. Put some fluid down around the racetrack. Carson Quapel is the leader. Brendan Queen in second. Christian Eck is third. Sam Mayer fourth. And Taylor Gray rounds out the top 5. Brandon Jones running in the 7th spot right now. Let's get an update from his pit stall as we await pit lane to open with Chris Wilner.
Yeah, and Kyle, just listening to some of the radio chatter with our playoff drivers, including Brandon Jones, who's been back to the front and back to the front again several times. They're trying to figure out now what the game plan is going to be for the end of this race, because when you look at the stage points that they gained so far in Stage 1 and 2, they pretty much mirrored what Carson Quapel has done throughout the course of the day. So they basically now have turned the strategy to, we have to win this race, because they were going to basically race the one on points, but based where they're at now, it looks like it's going to be a must-win situation. And they're crew has been flawless so far on tire changes. I expect them to stay out here, but definitely going to be something to watch as Brandon Jones going to have to get up on the wheel here in the rest of this race.
Green light is on at the entrance to pit road. It means it is open, and here comes Carson Quapel. He's followed by Brendan Queen. Not everybody will make the way to pit road. Just the front three at the moment. Anthony Alfredo, for the first time tonight, gets to see what pit road looks like. He's in front of Wendy Venturini.
Anthony Alfredo is the only car on my end of pit road, and I'll tell you, he's going to take 4 tires and fuel, but it was Eric Almirola the last time on pit road that lost 4 spots, where he reminded his team, hey guys, let's get it together. We can do this. You won me the race in Las Vegas. We're not going to lose it on pit road in Martinsville. Let's head over to Steve Post.
Carson Quapel is in. Said the car still got a little tight late in the run, but it was way better early in the run. 4 tires, chassis adjustment, Sunoco Racing fuel. Justin Bonsignor is in. Butterbean Queen is in. And Chris, in front of you, I saw Christian Eckes down there as well.
He did, Steve. He peeled off onto pit road, and Christian Eckes had finally had some track position. The car felt better. Our track bar adjustment, that last pit stop on lap 65, really helped the turn of my race car. They didn't make major adjustments, just a slight air pressure adjustment, 4 tires, and Sunoco fuel.
Brendan Queen first off the pit lane as the field comes off of turn number four. Continuing under caution, we mentioned not everybody pitted. Sam Mayer will be the new race leader when we resume stage three.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to not a racing field. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bayer and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Flag, Brendan Queen, who did make a stop first off the pit lane, will restart in the 19th position. Pace truck on the pit lane, set for the restart here on lap 137. Sam Mayer at the point.
And he's the control car. Get back on the throttle anytime inside the restart zone. He waits till midway in the zone. Taylor Gray gets snookered just a bit. Justin Allgaier, the second car on the inside lane, keeps pace in turn one.
Mayer has the advantage at the exit of turn number two. The battle now behind him will be for the second spot, although Taylor Gray may not be done yet. He keeps at him in the outside lane.
Taylor Gray in the outside lane, but now he's done. By the time they get to turn number four, Sam Mayer will assume the race lead, and all by himself at the front. Taylor Gray in second. Allgaier up to third.
Justin Allgaier rides in the number three position. Eric Almirola huddled up on his back bumper. He goes to the inside. Powers under Brandon Jones to take over fourth.
And here they come up off turn number four. Almirola in fourth. It looks at a side-by-side battle in front of him for the number two spot. Justin Allgaier to driver's left. Taylor Gray topside.
Allgaier dialed up the low line coming off turn number four. Found some daylight. Drives underneath Taylor Gray. Although Taylor's going to race with him a little bit. They're side-by-side into three.
140 laps complete this time by. 110 to go. Sam Mayer at the point. Here comes Justin Allgaier to the inside of Taylor Gray for the runner-up spot.
Allgaier trying to slide Gray up the racetrack a little bit, get himself a little more elbow room, but that's still a side-by-side battle. Gray by a fender into three.
And Sam Mayer, race leader, is loving it. He's trying to get away as quickly as he can. His lead has grown to 10 car lengths. Still wheel-to-wheel for the second spot back to the corner.
And the harder they race side-by-side for second, the better Sam Mayer likes it because he is indeed checking out now by about a half the straightaway. On the outside, Taylor Gray again by a fender over Allgaier.
Third time by, side by side for the runner-up spot. Taylor Gray, outside lane. Justin Allgaier to the bottom, just in front of Eric Almirola.
I thought Allgaier had the battle won in turn four a lap ago, but Gray just will not quit. He keeps fighting back in that outside lane. A little bit of contact midway down the back. Straight away, Allgaier again for second place.
But Allgaier can't use all the racetrack on exit of the corner because of Gray. This time at the start-finish line, it's Justin Allgaier gets the advantage. Behind him, Taylor Gray gets shoved up the track courtesy of Eric Almirola.
Almirola very aggressive as Gray tried to get back to the bottom. Eric said, no, I don't think so. Shoved him up the banking. Gray is going to lose another spot to Brandon Jones.
We'll lose two spots in that exchange. Eric Almirola goes to the inside. Brandon Jones will take over fourth. Gray back to position five.
Taylor Gray, who a moment ago was side-by-side for second, all the way back to the number five position. They're side-by-side behind him for sixth. Sammy Smith goes to the inside of Harrison Burton. He'll bring Ryan Sieg along for the ride.
Sieg's quietly had a nice evening tonight. He's been in the top 10 for the better part of the night. He's not going to get by Harrison Burton as well. Burton looks in the mirror and sees Sheldon Creed.
Burton, for the moment, able to wedge it back down into the low line to stop the bleeding, at least momentarily. But there's a challenge coming behind him. In front of him, here comes Ryan Sieg under Sammy Smith.
Cole, how frustrating can it be for a driver stuck in that outside lane, especially after one of these restarts? Simply can't find a hole to get to the bottom.
Definitely not the place to be. You want to be on that bottom lane. Sometimes you can snooker some guys and get outside and get that good run, but then you're stuck out there and you can't get down, and you end up burning your tires up. It's harder on the tires when you're out there, so it can hurt you on the long run also.
And they're going to try to all get back to the bottom of the track, except for now the battle for position number four, Taylor Gray, to the inside of Brandon Jones.
Taylor Gray takes it back with an inside move off turn number two. Brandon Jones now drop kick back into the fifth position. Then it's about eight car lengths back to Ryan Sieg.
Ryan Sieg a distant six as the top five break away. Brandon Jones right in the middle of that in fifth, as is Taylor Gray, who made the pass a lap ago to take that fourth position away. Wendy, that car coming to life here early on in this third stage.
Yeah, Cole Custer had just mentioned about trying to wrap that curb being the fast way around. He was a little bit snug when he was down there, but on the outside, Taylor Gray was just burning up his tires. They told him, hey, get back on track. Stop, curtain your tires, get back to what you're doing. I do want to mention Taylor Gray ran this same chassis here in the spring when he led 87 laps, and it's also the same exact car and chassis that Eric Almirola won both races here last year at Martinsville.
Eric Almirola certainly a threat to take another grandfather clock here tonight. He's in the number three spot. It's hard to look away from an ongoing fight, Todd Gordon, back in the number 9 and 10 position, or in the 10th and 11th spot, more like it. Patrick Staropoli just got by Corey Day. Staropoli now driving towards the front of the field. He's up to 10.
Yeah, I think he's done a great job. And I really, in practice, I thought Corey Day was one of the best cars around here. Really has had good pace. He's picking up what he needs to do around here. But Patrick Staropoli kept the pressure on him, passed him clean. Here running solidly in top 10, seeing his way to the front.
Making limited attempts so far this season and having a nice run here tonight for Patrick Staropoli. Dave, they're stacked up from second on back, led by Justin Allgaier.
Eric Almirola decides it's time to go. He turns up the heat on Justin Allgaier. Just noses his way underneath Allgaier in turn number three.
Allgaier, gentlemanly on that maneuver, just pulled up the racetrack. Knows that Almirola's got a quick car at this point in the race and is not going to put up much of a fight.
Eric Almirola will drive through on the bottom of the racetrack. Unfortunately for Allgaier, he's got company on his back bumper. Taylor Gray will follow him through, and with a little bit of luck, here comes Brandon Jones looking to make the move.
Interval last time between the top two, 1.2 seconds. That is the interval this time as they cross the line, as Eric Almirola has been able to move up and into that runner-up spot.
Justin Allgaier gets the heave-ho. He goes from the front of the pack all the way back to the number four position now, and he may not keep that for long.
Down to 95 laps to go. Some more drivers that are beginning to emerge as potential contenders for tonight's race, given the fact that we've got a couple of different strategies in play right now. You've been watching Justin Bonsignor. He's up to the 13th position climbing the leaderboard. But different strategies means comers and goers the longer we put green flag laps in.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I think there's different pieces to this. You know, Cole and I were talking about this in the break. From lap 93, I'm not sure that you can go all the way to the end of this race. I think most, as Steve Post reported, that the 7 car of Justin Allgaier was feeling like they'd get one more opportunity. I think the guys that came here at the end of that stage, they were on pit road at 133. That leaves them a little less than 120 laps to go. They can make that on fuel, and we have seen that cars have been able to go longer and stay out on cycles and fight forward. Chris Wilner?
Yeah, Todd, to your point, I just walked down and checked in with Alex Janssen, crew chief of Christian Eckes, who was the Lone Ranger to pit under the that lap 133 caution in my section. He kind of smiled when I said, can you go to the end? He said, probably, but we're not going to bank on it. So they still feel like they may be about a lap or two short, but certainly we know the end of this race could be crazy. If we get a yellow, they'll feel like they'll be good to go. And obviously with the tire life, they feel like they'll definitely stay out and push it to the end.
23 laps into this green flag run. It was only 4 laps ago when Eric Almirola took the runner-up spot 1.2 seconds back. Dave Moody, he's only a car length behind race leader Sam Mayer now.
Yeah, and he is on the charge. There's no question about it. Sam Mayer's about to get really busy. Eric Almirola is there, and he's bringing Taylor Gray along for the ride.
Patrick Starpoli's on the move further back as well. He's to the inside of Sheldon Creed, wheel to wheel through turn number 4. Starpoli continues his march to the front, but the top trio right together.
Nose to tail now as they make their way to the back straightaway. Down the back stretch, looking to the inside. Here comes Eric Almirola. Mayer can't do a thing to stop it. Almirola through on the inside.
Battle for the top spot. Sam Mayer outside lane to the inside. Eric Almirola, and he has brought Taylor Gray with him there in third.
Almirola to the low line, leads by half a car length. Almost clear as they make their way down the back straightaway into 3. He'll clear him. Almirola to the lead. Here comes Gray for second.
Taylor Gray strong. Brandon Jones way up the racetrack behind them. Jones all by himself looked like he just jammed the brakes and went way up turns 3 and 4. Lost some real estate there and one spot in the exchange. He falls back to the 6th spot.
He was able to hang on to it, keep it out of the fence, and he continues on now after a close call in turns 3 and 4. You mentioned Patrick Starpoli. He's made the pass on Sheldon Creed. Dr. Pat's having a lot of fun tonight.
Starpoli driving for Sam Hunt Racing here this evening, running well in the top 10, able to move around Sheldon Creed a lap ago and move into the 9th spot. As we continue to watch the battle up front, Eric Almirola, the race leader, has company. His teammate right there, Taylor Gray, in the 2nd spot.
Taylor Gray is just keeping the heat on the back bumper of Eric Almirola. He's not really looked to the inside or the outside to try and gain that spot, but he's keeping Eric Almirola honest right now in turn 4.
Taylor Gray still looking for his first career Xfinity Series win. He came oh so close in Mexico City. This is his 45th career start, and he's on the back bumper of the race leader, who currently is Eric Almirola with 85 laps to go.
Car enthusiasts and dealers choose IAA. With daily sales covering an incredible variety of vehicle types, makes, and models, IAA is your go-to source for fast and easy online vehicle auctions that work. From dream rides and sports cars to total loss and salvage inventory, you'll find thousands of vehicles and new stock added every week. Browse our selection and bid and buy from virtually anywhere. Sign up and start bidding today at IAAI.com. Again, that's IAAI.com.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Back here at the Martinsville Speedway, leaders now nose to tail, getting by a couple of lap cars and find themselves in clean air yet again. Jesse Love having some struggles further back. A playoff driver came into the race 40 points to the good. At the moment, he's only plus 9. two pit road penalties, and he is now on the same straightaway as the race leaders. His car not handling all that well at this moment. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand. NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
We welcome you back to Martinsville Speedway. The battle for the race lead off turn two is side by side.
To the inside lane, Taylor Gray. He has muscled his way underneath his teammate, Eric Almirola.
Active turn number four, they come. Almirola outside lane, Gray to the bottom. Battle for the lead with 76 laps to go here tonight in Martinsville, and it's among teammates.
For 10 or 12 laps, Taylor Gray was a very good teammate and didn't really make much of an effort on Eric Almirola. But after a while, you just got to go, and he is to the inside dealing for the lead.
Almirola tries to crowd Taylor Gray on exit of turn four. It may work. Almirola gets a nose out in front. They get back to turn one, and they got a host of traffic dead ahead.
Taylor Gray dives it deep into turns one and two. Almirola trying to finish the pass around the outside. He does. He'll hang on to the lead as they close in on Connor Mosack, but Gray again back to the bottom.
Gray back to the inside. Dive bomb attempt off of turn number four, but hanging on to it is Eric Almirola. Back to the corner. Jesse Love, contact up in turn number two with another slower car, and it's right in front of the leaders. That looked like Clements.
And the leaders now are all over no less than four lap cars. Almirola to the inside on Connor Mosack.
It's Jeremy Clements has got a right front fire on the brake caliper, it looks like. He's the one that went into turn one, didn't have the braking ability, slid up the track, collected Jesse Love. Everybody got away. Now Jeremy Clements is going to try to get that car to the pit lane while the battle for the race lead is Almirola, Taylor Gray behind him, and they are about to lap Jesse Love, Kyle, this time by.
They are the next car in front of the race leader. Talking about Jesse Love just in front of Eric Almirola and Steve Post. It has not been a good night for Jesse Love trying to advance into the championship four next week in Phoenix.
And here he is running for his life in front of the leaders right now, and he cannot keep that car down on the inside. The car has been very, very tight, and he just cannot keep the car. And when you're sliding the nose up the racetrack, you can't get back on the gas quick enough either. So he's hanging on to the end of the lead lap right now. Oh, and by the way, two pit penalties also for Jesse Love. So it has been a bad night on pit road and a bad night out on the racetrack, and he just now loses a lap to race leader Eric Almirola.
He is, however, the first car a lap down should there be a quick caution flag, and he's got a big gap to the next car that could fall a lap down, Dave, and that's Daniel Dye.
Yeah, that's Jesse's only hope right now. Last time through turns three and four, he actually had to set that car up and turn it to the left three different times before it finally rotated and was willing to turn through the corner.
We mentioned Jeremy Clements a couple of laps ago with that brake fire, the right front corner of the car. He has since made it to his pit stall. They extinguished the fire, and he has gone to the infield and behind the wall as the race leaders were over in turn number three. Eric Almirola at the point. Taylor Gray in second. Jesse Love, third car in line on the racetrack. first car off of the lead lap. Then you get back to Sam Mayer running in the third spot, a distant third, about the half the length of the front straightaway. Justin Allgaier right there in position four.
Now, that's a pretty good race from third on back. Actually, the entire length of the back straightaway behind the first and second place automobiles. Mayer trying to hold off Allgaier, who's trying to hold off Jones, who's trying to hold off Justin Bonsignor.
This is a tight race from third on back into turn number one. Bonsignor takes a peek to the inside of the Brandon Jones car.
And I guess just to finish it up, Bonsignor trying to hold off Ryan Sieg as they make their way down the back straightaway. And Sieg has got a rearview mirror full of Sammy Smith. That is a very intense six-man battle.
Justin Bonsignor filling in for the injured William Sawalich tonight for Joe Gibbs Racing in that team. And Bonsignor goes to the inside of Brandon Jones for the sixth spot at the same time. Battle for the lead over in turn four. Here comes Taylor Gray to the inside of Eric Almirola.
Can't quite get there. Almirola hangs onto the lead from the outside lane. Great race here at Martinsville. 65 laps to go. The battle for the lead rages on.
Almirola, the veteran, has done a great job of running a little higher on the track when Taylor Gray noses underneath him, but still rotating the car and still keeping his momentum.
Right on the bottom of the racetrack for Taylor Gray, Eric Almirola maintains the race lead by a car length in hand, and at the same time driving away from the rest of the field. They're side by side again.
Here comes Taylor Gray back to the bottom, but again Almirola is strong off the top of turn two. Lap machine of Daniel Dye dead ahead as they make their way to four.
Those two leaders are Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas. Another one is Justin Bonsignor, who's picking up another spot. Bonsignor gets by Sam Mayer. He's up to the number three spot now. So it's Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas, and they're side by side at the front again.
And here they come into the lap traffic as they race their way to turn three. On the inside, Taylor Gray. On the outside, Eric Almirola.
Bonsignor in pretty good position right now, the highest among the drivers that pitted on lap 133 during the stage break, running third right now, well behind his teammates that are again side by side for the race lead.
There is just no let up in that battle for the number one position. You get the feeling that if Taylor Gray can get shed of Eric Almirola, he may be able to pull away, but Eric's doing a great job of keeping him pinched down in the corner.
Now they've got decisions to make. They're on the back bumper of the next car on the tail end of the lead lap, and that's Daniel Dye.
Daniel Dye will run all the way to the outside wall down the back straightaway, still a couple of car lengths ahead, then go to the bottom in turn three.
Here they come off of turn number four, and again side by side with Dye just ahead, trying to stay on the lead lap. Almirola to the outside. Gray back to the bottom.
Taylor Gray dive bombs into turn one that time. Erased what was about a half a car length deficit, and it's back into door-to-door competition down the backstretch.
They work their way still side by side. Harrison Burton in turn one goes up just to make sure the white paint's still on the safer barrier and got a real close look at it. He kept his car off of it, however. Now Daniel Dye will fall a lap down as the leaders go nose to tail.
Down the back straightaway, at least for a moment, that battle for the lead has abated. Daniel Dye will give up his spot on the lead lap. Kyle Sieg will be next. And then just ahead of him, Austin Hill in danger of losing the lead lap.
Trying to stay on the lead lap and is within about 10 car lengths of the race leaders right now. Austin Hill on leader Eric Almirola. Cars get together off turn four. Three go spinning.
Around and triggering it at the front of the pack was the Josh Williams machine. At least three others have just piled into it. Butterbean Queen has got a piece of it. Connor Zillich has got a piece of it. Corey Day has got a piece of it. Last man to pull away will be Brennan Poole as a five-car skirmish in turn four.
And as Poole lit up the tires to spin it around, he almost hit Taylor Gray's car, who had to stand on the brakes. But we worked the caution flag here at Martinsville Speedway for the sixth time tonight with 57 laps to go.
Inspiring story.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. comes back to the Daytona International Speedway. He will win the Pepsi 400.
I'm just a pilot, man. You know, I just want everybody to be happy. I want to do good, and hopefully all of my dad's fans enjoyed this. This is for all them.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast Junior's Journey. Jeff Gordon, a colorful career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. The road to royalty and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Welcome to more.
Green flag is in the air.
More action.
Photo finish.
More awesome. More smoke.
Go, 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 go.
More sizzle. More soar. More roar. More friends. More family. Welcome to the one place where no matter who you are, you'll leave with something you'll never forget. Welcome to NASCAR.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
We welcome you back to Martinsville Speedway. Pit road is open. Windy.
Finally, Sam Mayer is going to get that fuel that he needed. It had been since lap 66. Four tires, Sunoco fuel. Also, Eric Almirola was a little bit snug for him. He felt like he needed to turn better. The entry got a little bit free when he had traffic in front of him, though. Let's head over to Posty.
Williams Zawalich on the door of the car is Justin Bonsignor. He feels like they felt like they had the strategy to win that race. That caution put him in a bad spot. They come in, put 30 lap scuffs on, send him back out on the speedway. Also in, Carson Quaffelin getting service. Justin Allgaier getting pit service as well, Chris Wilner.
Another solid pit stop for Joe Gibbs Racing. Plus two for the Brandon Jones crew. Said I had issues with wheel hop. Super tight in the corner, and then it would snap loose. Crew chief Sam McCauley said we're putting our best set of tires on. Go out and go get them. Sheldon Creed was in. Four tires and fuel. Super tight in the rubber. Needed help on drive. They made an adjustment on his Ford. Four tires and fuel. And Harrison Burton doing a solid job as well. Four tires, Sunoco fuel here on this pit stop. Lap number 197.
Taylor Gray first off the pit lane with Eric Almirola in tow in second. Justin Bonsignor third off. Brandon Jones, Sam Mayer, the top five off of pit road a lap ago. However, not all of the lead lap cars made a stop. Nick Sanchez has stayed out on the speedway along with Brad Perez and Daniel Dye. Currently scored in the top three positions with 53 laps to go in this race.
Daniel Dye just came to pit road. He got the free pass, so Daniel Dye will be back on the tail end of the lead lap. Now, playoff contender Jesse Love started the race tonight 40 points to the good. I think everybody on the property thought he was in a great spot tonight. But they had a speeding penalty on pit road, his first stop. They had an equipment interference penalty on his second stop. Now he is pinned a lap down with an ill-handling race car. They just made a pit stop. Jesse Love, currently, as we run, is the last driver in on points by only 11 points. Keeping in mind, that's only 1 point per position on the racetrack. Jesse Love, it's getting to the point where they're getting a little bit nervous in their pit box, I would think, Todd.
Yeah, it was, must have been ill-handling to the point he couldn't take a wave around there, came in pitted, puts him a lap down, but they're in a situation where they'll be the first one to lap down if we have a restart in a situation early.
And the bad news is, being a lap down, not able to gain a whole lot of spots once we go back under the green flag with 52 laps to go. He's going to need another caution and a potential wave around, and he'll be racing for that wave around with drivers like Josh Williams and also Mason Maggio off of the lead lap as they come around to complete another circuit here. 51 laps to go. Jesse Love right now in by just 12 points. Brandon Jones, the first driver outside looking in as it runs by 12. Sam Mayer out by 13. You have Sammy Smith out by 17. And Sheldon Creed out by 45. He's in a must-win situation right now as a couple of cars will get the wave around. And Nick Sanchez will lead the field to the one-to-go signal here shortly.
Eric Almirola has led the most laps so far tonight, a total of 51. Second on the lead lap tally board is Brendan Queen. He's led 46 laps tonight, but he is not gonna be in a good position to lead anymore. He's taking that car back to the garage area after being involved in this latest incident. They came to pit road, changed tires, sent him back out there, and Todd, the right rear of that car is pointing in the wrong direction.
It's pushed way forward. I would wonder if they've been a left, right side truck arm or something, but it looks like an old Speedway car with the rear of the car to the left. Not what you want to have at Martinsville.
Field getting the one-to-go signal. Drivers selecting their lanes for the restart. Sanchez to the inside. Gray will be the first car in the outside lane, and then it'll be Perez, second car in line on the bottom with Almirola to the outside.
Cole, what do you think we're going to see here? More cautions?
Carnage. I think this is the time. You know, we see it every year. This is where you got to be aggressive. These guys are in must wins, need points. It's going to be aggressive.
I would think Johnson Bonsignor took a third row inside behind those two cars, stayed out. Maybe they get pushed up the racetrack and it opens up for them on the bottom.
It's going to be interesting because they're going to be trying to get that 07 cars out of the way as fast as they can.
We are about to find out as they come off of turn number four. 49 laps to go here tonight in Martinsville. Green flag is up and the inside lane goes first. Nick Sanchez gets the jump as they go to one.
Sanchez away with the lead as they exit off to the back straightaway. Here comes Justin Bonsignor. He's going to deal it up three wide to the inside lane. He's going to pick up one. He's going to pick up two, and he may not be done yet as Allgaier gets kicked three wide.
Three wide coming off the corner, and there's contact again. Brad Perez, who restarted inside of the front row, gets moved up out of the track. He's going to take Justin Allgaier way up the hill with him.
And now the challenge is on for the lead down the back straightaway. Away with it is Gray. He's got the number one spot. Allgaier gets shoved up the racetrack again as to the inside lane, Eric Almirola takes over second.
Allgaier will fall outside of the top 15 at the front of the field. It is Gray, the race leader, Almirola in second, Jones in third, Nick Sanchez, who restarted a couple of laps ago as the race leader, back to fourth, gets into line and gets into a little bit of a shove now with Justin Bonsignor, who runs in the fifth spot. Bonsignor has pressure now from Sammy Smith in sixth.
Smith's going to dive to the inside on Justin Bonsignor, who got very aggressive on Nick Sanchez through turns three and four to the inside. Sammy Smith will take over position number five.
Bonsignor snaps his car back in line to block the advances of the oncoming traffic behind him in the form of Sheldon Creed. Up front, it continues to be Taylor Gray showing the way.
Taylor Gray's got the number one spot, but he's got Eric Almirola right in his hip pocket. They ran the other way around, Almirola and Gray for the lead for many laps a few moments ago. Now it's Taylor Gray with the lead.
Joe Gibbs Racing, 1, 2, 3, 6 right now on the racetrack among the four cars they have in this race, led by Taylor Gray and Eric Almirola.
Gray hugging the bottom of the racetrack as he comes off turn number two. Now we'll let the line drift a bit up to the wall midway on the back straightaway, right back to the bottom on entry to three.
They come up off of turn number four, down to the line, 43 laps to go in tonight's race. Challenge is on for the number four spot. Sammy Smith is on the move. He opens up the lane to Nick Sanchez's left.
Smith has got the better race car right now. He drives underneath Sammy Smith. He'll take over fourth. Sammy back in line in fifth, maybe not for long. Big kick in the pants from Justin Bonsignor.
Sanchez moved up the racetrack. Here comes Bonsignor to the inside, battling for fifth, just behind Sammy Smith, who was able to take that fourth spot a lap ago.
Justin Bonsignor, the multi-time Wheeland Modified Tour champion, he's not used to having all these bumpers and fenders to move people around with. He's made the most of it. He's back to the top five.
As he looks in the mirror and sees a side-by-side battle behind him. Sheldon Creed to the inside of Nick Sanchez. This is for the number six position in turn two.
Creed's got the bottom of the racetrack. Sanchez up high, not going to be able to put up much of a fight. He'll wave the white flag of defeat off turn number two. Away now goes Sheldon Creed in position number six.
As Sanchez continues to fade into the second half of the top ten, running in the seventh spot. Here comes Quapel to the inside, further back on Sam Mayer. That's a battle just just behind them in position number 9.
Koppel down to the inside. Mayer tried to put the squeeze on him off turn number 2. May have cost Carson Koppel a little bit of momentum, but he'll dive back to the bottom in 3.
Koppel aggressive. They make contact on exit of turn number 4. Mayer will get away with that position. Further up, Brandon Jones takes a different line as he tries to get a run on his teammate.
Yeah, he's just trying something different right now to try and get something going against Eric Almirola. That'll be the battle for second and third.
That'll look to the outside off of turn number 4 on Eric Almirola. Did Brandon Jones trying to build a run up the front straightaway, but will settle in the line in third. And Dave, it's about to be a four-way battle up front.
Yeah, there is more company coming, no doubt about that. If they worry about themselves, they're going to see Sammy Smith arriving on the scene very quickly, and it might not be much longer before Bonsignor arrives.
Bonsignor only 5 car lengths behind Sammy Smith. Smith, in turn, has about a car length and a half before he gets to the third place runner.
Off turn number 2 and to the back straightaway, front 3 running nose to tail, not more than a couple of feet between them. And yes, now Sammy Smith has arrived on the scene.
Taylor Gray, Eric Almirola, Brandon Jones, 1, 2, 3. Sammy Smith has come from about a second back to within 3 car lengths now in 4th. And then the modified winner from Thursday night, Justin Bonsignor, distant 5th.
Sammy Smith now has, like a dog chasing cars, he's caught them. Now he's going to figure out what to do with them. He's on the back bumper of Brandon Jones.
Brandon Jones in 3rd needs to win if he wants to be in the championship 4. Sammy Smith in 4th. Ditto. Those two drivers, how aggressive will they get in the final 35 laps?
A little bit of desperation coming in the next 35, no doubt about that, because as good as they are right now, they're not good enough. Brandon Jones, Sammy Smith, they have got to go.
35 laps to go here tonight in Martinsville and Cole. Prior to the restart, we predicted a lot of contact. So far, so good. Fairly clean out there. You surprised?
Yeah, this is one of the best Martinsville races we've had in a while, I feel like. You know, we're not wrecking each other. So, I mean, these guys, they're being aggressive. They're beating their back bumpers off, but everybody's not crossing that line where we don't want to see people just wrecking each other.
No, we don't. But I get the sense, though, that the longer we go, tempers are going to get shorter and shorter out there. We got 3 wide going into turn 1 right now. As tempers get shorter and drivers get a little bit more desperate out there, that's when things can happen. We almost had a big mess up right there on the backstretch, Dave.
Almost did, but Connor Zillich slides under Christian Eckes, opens the door down there. Guys, if you recall, after last fall, which was a bit of a bloodletter, NASCAR officials had a really terse conversation with these Xfinity Series drivers. We got a car around in turn number 1. As the caution flag flies, we'll try and get a number as they tangle. Parker Retzlaff, it is, trying to get that car pointed in the right direction.
Retzlaff goes around one other car to the inside of the racetrack. That is Brad Perez. That has also been collected in the incident over in turn number 2. Minimal, if any, contact for those two cars. It looks like Perez might be hung up on the berm to the inside of the racetrack. Retzlaff has since pulled away, but we go under the caution flag. For the 7th time here tonight, 31 laps to go. It is all Joe Gibbs Racing right now at the point. Taylor Gray, Eric Almirola, Brandon Jones. They go 1-2-3 with a restart coming.
NASCAR fans, get ready to feel the rush. The official NASCAR Trax app is your ultimate race day companion. From managing your event tickets to navigating with wayfinding maps, event schedules, and facility info, it's got everything you need to make your experience unforgettable.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
Bring your headphones and dive into the action like never before with live scanner access.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen in on driver and team communications at select NASCAR Trax. Download NASCAR Trax now on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platform.
Alan Kulwicki out of turn number 4, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
Pit road is open here at the Martinsville Speedway. Only one of the race leaders, Nick Sanchez, electing to make a stop with 29 laps to go. Jesse Love gets the free pass, and that'll put his team back on the lead lap for the final run to the finish. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Emplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We continue under the caution flag here at Martinsville Speedway, the seventh one of the night for an incident over in turn number two. Everyone has been able to pull away. Track cleanup about complete. Taylor Gray, Eric Almirola, Brandon Jones, Sammy Smith, and Justin Bonsignor, the current top five.
Why don't we find out what some of these playoff contenders are talking about on the radio as we get down to it with 27 laps to go, starting with Steve Post.
Right now, the driver in the best shape as far as those that need to transfer in that hasn't done so yet is Carson Quapel. He's running in the 9 spot. I know a stage win is a stage win, but those 10 points they got for that stage 2 win have put them in a really nice spot. They are just being calm and patient. The car is very, very good. He can wrap the bottom of the racetrack, but they're right behind Sam Mayer. They don't want to get in a dust-up with Sam Mayer. Sam Mayer's had some issues with Jeb Burton, who's right there as well. So they're just warning Carson, you are in good shape point-wise. Don't put yourself in any risk, any jeopardy, and let's bring this good race car home here at Martinsville Speedway. So Quapel right now feeling like he's in pretty good shape. Chris, who do you have?
Brandon Jones, who's not yet in pretty good shape, but his crew chief Sam McCauley playing role of cheerleader, saying your opportunity is out the windshield. Go out and get it. We're minus 9. You're racing your teammates. But those two up in front, talking about Taylor Gray and Eric Almirola, have been running each other really hard. Just make sure you're close enough to capitalize. Brandon Jones said, the car's just a little bit too tight. I'm playing with my brake bias, but I don't have much more room to bring it back because it's going to sacrifice my corner entry. But they're trying to calm him down here. But Brandon Jones, all eyes forward. We'll see what happens here with his teammates, Wendy.
Sammy Smith in fourth, negative 16 in sixth right now. They know the point situation every lap. It could be a race between Sammy Smith and Brandon Jones was the latest advice to Sammy Smith, who's lacking a little bit of rear grip as we go green.
Green flag is out. Sammy Smith to the outside of row two. Inside lane comes up to speed first, led by Taylor Gray.
Boy, a tremendous restart for Taylor Gray. He will easily get away with the lead. Eric Almirola now falls back into a side-by-side battle with Brandon Jones to the inside. That's the fight for second.
Brandon Jones slides up the track. They nearly made contact. Almirola will get away with second. Brandon Jones has to play defense. Sammy Smith is the aggressor.
Smith dives to the bottom. He moves Jones up the racetrack. Now it's Sammy Smith on the move. He goes to the low line, side by side with Jones for the numbers four, three, and four positions. Oh, he turned, and the entrance of the corner is Carson Quapel. They got jumbled up back around mid-pack. Carson Quapel gets turned in turn three and four. What a disaster for Quapel.
Contact from Ryan Sieg sends Quapel around in turn number three and currently outside of the playoffs, outside of the top four, now by seven, as have a run, and he rejoins at the tail end of the field, Dave Moody.
They were running two and three wide down the back straightaway, Kyle, and nobody was giving anybody any extra room. Somebody locked up the brakes. All four corners going into turn four. They started scrambling, and Quapel got clipped from behind. He has gone from the penthouse to the outhouse as quickly as that.
It was Ryan Sieg that got him, but Sieg had pressure. He was being pushed by Harrison Burton. To Dave's point, everybody is just going for all they can right now. The brakes have been worn down just a bit. A lot of these guys on older tires. Todd, in a word, Martinsville.
Yeah, that was Martinsville. It's easy to point it at Ryan Sieg, but he had all four tires locked up smoking as he's got Harrison Burton pushing him in the corner, not quite in a position where he could get off of the one car of Carson Quaffle.
And until the spin, Brandon Jones and Sammy Smith were needing to win this race to have his shot at advancing to the championship four. Now they run on the racetrack third and fourth, Smith in front of Jones and Quaffle outside of the top 20, minus seven. Jones is in now in fourth by 1 point over Sammy Smith.
Incredible. A moment ago, we were talking about they have to win this race here tonight. Certainly win takes care of everything, Cole, but the fact is every position equals 1 point. You got to get all you can.
Yeah, I mean, it's tight. I mean, you look at the 20 and the 8 right now. They're within 1 point. The 41's back by 3. The 1 is 7 back, but he's going to have a lot of spots that he can gain right here. So it's going to be a nail biter all the way down to the finish.
Currently in the 30th spot is Carson Quaffle. No doubt the deepest that he has been all night. Let's get more from his pit with Steve Post.
They are a whole lot calmer on Carson Quaffle's radio than I would be after that. I'll tell you, they have been really, really calm, and that's exactly what Cole Custer just said. Andrew Overstreet just came on the radio and said, you're going to restart. Start in 30th spot, maybe 29th, depending on the choose. Everybody in front of you is for position. You're better than every car in front of you, and you need 8 of them the way it sits right now. Just go out there and get them. They talked about coming in and getting tires. These tires have 20 laps on them. The newest tires they have after that are 35-lap scuff tires, so they're going to leave them on the racetrack and try to gain 8 spots and see where they're at that point, and they feel like they've got a lot of opportunity out the windshield for Carson Quaffle.
We'll find out how it all plays out, and it's a great point to understand that you got nowhere to go but up the leaderboard, where those cars in front of them are racing around the front of the field. Doesn't look like anybody's had a whole lot of raw speed on restarts for Sammy Smith or Brandon Jones specifically to just drive up and pass either Taylor Gray or Eric Almirola. But Cole, with 19 to go, we're yet to get the one to go. Have we reached the point where on the restart, just go ahead and sail it on in there?
These guys aren't going to hold back. I think we know Sammy Smith's not going to hold back, and he's running third. He could be in a really good spot right here. So it's we could see the same thing that happened in the spring with Sammy Smith and Taylor Gray. So it's going to be an interesting one.
Two drivers that don't need to win, but they are racing each other. Sammy Smith in third, Brandon Jones fourth, and they are separated by 1 point in fourth and fifth on the playoff grid. Only the top four advance to the championship race next week. Chris Wilner.
Absolutely, Kyle. And boy, Sam McCauley now has completely switched into scenario mode for Brandon Jones. Things have certainly changed in the last couple of minutes. He told his driver, he said, the one took its way out. What we need to do is go for the win, but focus forward and beat the eight. There is a scenario we can point our way in now, but you have to keep Sammy Smith behind you. So talk about multiple facets to this championship four scenario for Brandon Jones, having to compartmentalize it all here in this final restart. But things are going to get interesting. But again, Brandon Jones trying to beat the eight here, but also go for the win. And I can only imagine what Sammy Smith's thinking on the other end as well.
Sammy Smith has finished second here at Martinsville a couple of different times in his young career. He's going to choose the inside lane of the second row. A prime opportunity, Cole, if he gets a good jump here in the restart, to go ahead and go to the bottom of the racetrack.
It's going to be chaos. I wouldn't put it past anybody right here. It's 18 to go. Championships are on the line right now, and they're going to go for it.
Speaking of second place finishes, let's not count out Sheldon Creed to the inside of the third row in fifth. Far from out of this one with still 17 laps to go. Will he get his first win here tonight? Green flag is up. Back underway. Taylor Gray, Eric Almirola battling for the top spot.
Gray gets the advantage into turn number one, trying to clear Eric Almirola off the exit of two. He will do so. Gray to the lead. Almirola now being challenged down low by Sammy Smith.
Sammy Smith muscles his way to the bottom of the racetrack, pulls even with Almirola for second, gets a run there, tries to stay with him under braking in turn one. He's successful in that.
Brandon Jones tried to slam it back down into the low groove. Sheldon Creed, at least for the moment, had none of it. I think he'll get the job done now, though. Brandon Jones back to the bottom in fourth place.
Sammy Smith to the inside for second, just in front of Brandon Jones in fourth, and he has Eric Almirola to his outside.
Sammy Smith down low will bypass Almirola. drifting up just a little bit was Taylor Gray, gave Sammy a bit of a look for the lead. Into turn number three they go, single file among the top five.
Deeper in the field, Carson Quapple's passed two cars now. Quapple is tied with Brandon Jones. Check that, Quapple six behind. Brandon Jones and Sammy Smith are the ones tied for the final transfer spot.
Quapple just picking him off as quickly as he can toward the back of the pack, at the front of the pack. Brandon Jones is up to fourth, trying to put some heat now on Eric Almirola.
Quapple now 5 points out, has 13 laps to gain at least six more as they go back to the corner, tied for fourth between Sammy Smith and Brandon Jones. They're among the race leaders.
Quapple goes to the bottom. He's going to pick up another spot from Connor Mosack. Nothing happening in the top five right now. Everybody continues to run single file.
As Justin Bonsignor picks up another spot further up, he gets by Jeb Burton, keeping an eye on Carson Quapple. Next one is another playoff driver. It's Jesse Love who is going to be under attack from Carson Quapple.
Quapple's going to make short work of Jesse Love, who continues to struggle as they race down the back straightaway. Carson Quapple picks up another spot, closes in on Blaine Perkins. Couple of cars get together in front of him. He may get two at the exit of four.
It was six and then five and then four. Now three for Carson Quapple. Now two as he is just a couple of points out and gaining more off two.
Carson Quapple did the bump and run, set a couple of cars sliding up the racetrack. He's to the inside of Blaine Perkins after passing Jesse Love, Christian Eckes, and others.
Carson Quapple is 25th. By the way, the race leader still Taylor Gray. Nothing changed up front. Eyes on Quapple, trying to get the spots back and try to get back into the championship four picture.
Taylor Gray actually pulling away with the lead by about three car lengths. Carson Quapple now closing in on the seed machine. Big shot in the back bumper. He'll go to the inside in four.
Brandon Jones able to take the third spot away from Eric Almirola on the racetrack, and now we'll close in on Sammy Smith for second, keeping an eye on Quapple, continuing to make passes deeper in the pack, and now is tied for the fourth and final playoff spot.
He passed the Kyle Sieg machine. He has passed Daniel Dye. He's got Patrick Scarapoli in the crosshairs now.
As they come down to the line, Quapple and Brandon Jones are now separated by 2 points. Quapple's march is successful. Quapple is back in by two positions.
And he's not done yet. He is on the back bumper of Patrick Scarapoli as they make their way through turn three and four. He'll look to the inside.
Brandon Jones now out by 2 points and challenging Sammy Smith for second. He's out by 3 points.
He's got to go by Sammy Smith, does Brandon Jones, but even if he does, it's another five car lengths ahead of the leader, Taylor Gray,
who is driving away, trying to get his first career Xfinity Series win. Further back, Quapple gets another position. He gets around Patrick Scarapoli, trying to pad his advantage at the moment.
And I don't know if he feels like he can just ride now that he's got some points in hand. He sure can't, because Brandon Jones just opened up the bottom. He'll bypass Sammy Smith to pick up another spot.
Five laps to go at the start-finish line for race leader Taylor Gray as he goes back to turn number one.
And trouble turn number three. Up and into the outside wall is Daniel Dye. He's got a tire down on that machine. Sparks showering out from under as he pulls away. Caution is out for Daniel Dye.
And this will be the ninth caution flag. Dye's shower of sparks behind his champion container Chevrolet. He'll make his way to the pit lane. We're headed to overtime here in Martinsville, Virginia, and the playoff picture could not be much tighter than what it is right now.
Carson Quapple right now in the final car in by 2 points over Brandon Jones, who's the first car out. Sammy Smith is sixth on the grid, 5 points out. Sam Mayer is seventh, 6 points out. And that could change with a new winner. And there's a couple of drivers up front. Brandon Jones could win. Sammy Smith could win. And that could change everything for Carson Quapple.
That would shove Quapple out of the championship four. So much excitement, so much on the line, and so much nerves and pressure with these teams down there. And the fans are absolutely loving it. Fans are already on their feet and are lined up down behind the flag stand, just waiting to see how all this one's going to play out. You used the word carnage a little while ago, Cole Custer. I think we've hit that point where I don't think we have a choice, but we're going to have some carnage here.
Well, they've impressed me. I mean, everybody has really raced really clean today. There hasn't been any wrecking. But, man, it's going to be a green-white checker. The 20, he's in a spot where he could have to win. The 8's in a spot where he could have to win. It's going to get aggressive. I don't know what they're going to do here, but it's going to be dicey.
And that's not it. Fifth, we've got Sheldon Creed. Sixth, we've got Sam Mayer. Both of those guys. Hey, we've got four guys in the top six that all need a win to get themselves to Championship Four.
Current race leader, Taylor Gray, not among them. He'll bring them down for the restart in a couple of laps from now. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Getting into the final couple of laps and heading potentially toward overtime here in the IAA and Ritchie Brothers 250 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series tonight at the Martinsville Speedway. Not only going to crown a race winner, but also determine the Championship Four heading to the championship race for this series next week at the Phoenix Raceway in Arizona. Kyle Ricci, Alex Hayden, Todd Gordon, and Cole Custer with you in the Motor Racing Network broadcast booth tonight. Dave Mooney out in the corners. Steve Post, Chris Wilner, and Wendy Venturini on the pit lane. A competitive event here tonight. 14 lead changes, 10 different leaders. Taylor Gray out front right now. Eric Almirola has been toward the front of the field for much of the night and has led the most at 51 circuits. But Alex, the bigger picture, the run for the championship, the drivers involved in the round of eight, many of which need a win to have a shot at a championship next week in Phoenix.
Never mind that non-championship driver, Taylor Gray, is the race leader, and he's been in control of this race for the last 50, 60 laps and having good restarts all the way.
Yeah, and we watched him pressure Eric Almirola when he was second to him. Once he got clear of him, he pulled out to a decent lead. I feel like he's got good control this race. Brandon Jones has had speed, a similar car, similar group out of JGR, and we'll see what he's got and how aggressive he can be in working on Taylor.
Let's see who will go where for the restart. One lap from now as the drivers will select their lane here on the front straightaway. Top two go to the inside. Taylor Gray and Brandon Jones. That opens up the outside lane for Sammy Smith. He'll restart. First car outside. Sheldon Creed, second car to the outside lane.
Taylor Gray, looking for his first career Xfinity Series win, is surrounded by drivers that must win to be in the championship for next week. He's got Sammy Smith to his right on the front row. He's got Brandon Jones, his teammate, on his back bumper on the inside of the second row. Oh, by the way, outside second row is Sheldon Creed. He is in a must-win situation as well. Green-white checker Kyle Ricci to decide it here in overtime.
He struck on the pit lane. Here they come off of turn four, racing for a win and racing for a championship berth potentially next week in Phoenix. Green flag from the starter stand underway. Two laps to settle it. Taylor Gray brings to field the turn one.
Good jump for Taylor Gray. He is away at the front of the pack. He's got to feel like a hamburger in a room full of starving men. But right now he's doing exactly what he needs to do. He's pulled away by a car length.
Get away from everybody. That's the strategy. He's successful. White flag is out. Taylor Gray, one lap away from career win number one. Sammy Smith trying to take it away.
Sammy Smith is second. Brandon Jones is third. But they're running out of time. Down the back straightaway. Final time. Taylor Gray by a car length and a half.
Sammy Smith drives it in deep, but he's not close enough as they come off of turn number four. Checkered flag is out. Taylor Gray will pick up the win in the IAA and Ritchie Brothers 250 at Martinsville Speedway.